$20 to watch the pay-per-view lingerie bowl during halftime of the Super Bowl, possibly the most vulgar expression of programming in the entire history of TV? Why, for that kind of money, you can skip the whole thing and take a friend to the movies. And just in time, here to close out the week, is Slate's Ben Williams with Summary Judgment, which is a review of movie reviews of what's opening this weekend.
Our first film, The Big Bounce, offers the chance to escape to Hawaii for a heist caper flick with Owen Wilson and Morgan Freeman.
What's that girl's name?
Nancy something. She's Ray's assistant, but that's a euphemism.
Kind of young to be a euphemism, isn't she?
The Big Bounce sports all the earmarks of an Elmore Leonard adaptation, says LA Weekly. Beautiful losers, sunny locale, smart-ass dialogue, funky soul soundtrack. The movie runs on island time, and Entertainment Weekly is happy to go with the slow flow, swaying to the rhythm of plot fronds that weave together like the brim of a cheap raffia sun hat, loose and fraying. The New York Times, however, finds its mellow harshed by a haphazard narrative, and complains that the film might have been made by one of Jimmy Buffett's more dissolute beach bum characters. The other heist caper of the week, The Perfect Score, is set inside a high school, where a group of students, including Scarlett Johansson, try to steal the answers to the SAT.
So you guys are going to steal the SAT answers? Well, you should. You should. I mean, it's anti-girl, it's anti a lot of issues. It underscores us on the math and verbal.
The Perfect Score earns failing grades across the board. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution says it flip-flops between feeble attempts at humor, righteous indignation, and moralistic messages, while the Arizona Republic advises, just rent the darned Breakfast Club instead. Some take pity on Johansson's performance, but everyone agrees that the star student is Leonardo Nam, who plays an Asian-American stoner. The Washington Post lays the heavy mantle of Jeff Spicoli for a new generation upon him. Finally, You Got Served, a hip-hop dance movie starring R&B singers Amari Granbury of B2K and Marquez Houston of IMX. The Hollywood Reporter calls You Got Served a more hardcore look at hip-hop dance than the recently released Honey. But there isn't enough plot to fill a music video, says the Philadelphia Inquirer, which makes this a showcase in search of a movie, according to LA Weekly. Still, those dance scenes are fabulous and filled with undeniable energy, notes the Dallas Observer, which leads the Seattle Post-Intelligencer to suggest, just pretend the acting scenes are commercial breaks and you'll be fine.
Geez, maybe the lingerie bowl isn't that bad after all. Ben Williams writes the Summary Judgment column for Slate.